Let's start on the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis, six lines up, Ba'iminei. Ba'iminei Abaye. So Abaye asked the following question. We've been talking about the Velus and Yantif. So, Kavru Beregel. So what happens if someone buries a mace on the Regel? Regel Ololo, Leminin Shloshim. Oh, Ein Regel Ololo, Leminin Shloshim. When you count 30 days, so do you include the days of Regel, of Yantif, as 30, or you only start counting 30 days after Yantif is over? Then do you begin the count? So the Gemara says, Leminyan Shiva Lokumi Baile. We never ask the question about are you knowing Shiva during Regel? Because Delo Nage Mitzvah Shiva Regel, because they're not keeping the halachas of Regel. We can all have Shiva. We can only raise the question if it counts towards the days of 30 or Shiva, if you're actually keeping days. But if someone has a relative who dies on Yantif or in Chol Hamoed, we do not keep any halachas of Shiva.
But still, you can ask the question. If you died in the middle of Yontev, it's still a few days. Should they count, or you're counting after the regel?
That's where it's there. So it comes to Shiva, since you're not keeping any of the lachas of Shiva, you wear leather shoes, and you can take a bath, and on Cholabod and stuff, so then, so maybe it should therefore, so it definitely doesn't count towards your Shiva. You have a requirement to do Shiva when it's over. But Shloshin, as we'll see in a second, so there was never a question about Shiva. Shiva vada you don't keep during Regel, so vada you have to keep Shiva afterwards, a full 7 days when Yantif is all over.
I don't think it's Zalacha.
It is Zalacha.
I just read about it in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is it.
If Shiva happened before Yantif, and someone kept 3 days or not, and then it interrupted the Shiva,
yeah,
okay. Then it's over. So then the Gemara says, Ki Kamibayli, what was the question Abai had? Only Lemin Shloshim, only with respect to Shloshim. Why? The Kanag Mitzvah Shloshim Regel, because you do keep the halachas of Shloshim on the Regel, so which halachas do you keep? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, six lines up from the bottom, Deha Nagi Mitzvah Shloshim Regel, Deha Beregel Nami Asa Begeitz Ubitas Paros Kishloshim. Because during Chol Hamoed, you're not allowed to wash your clothing, and you're not allowed to get a haircut. So those are also two things that are kept during Shloshim, no haircuts and no laundering of the clothing. So maybe, even though you're keeping it because of Chol Hamoed and not because of Shloshim, maybe it should at least count towards your days of 30 and only have to keep 25 days left over after Regel. Or no, since you're not doing it for Shloshim, you're doing it for Chol Hamoed, maybe you have to keep a full 30 days of Shloshim specifically for Avelis. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? Amalei ein ola. Gemara paskin, it does not count towards Shloshim. You have to start a new Shloshim count after Yantiv is over. So for example, someone loses a relative on Chol Hamoed, after Yantiv is all over, you start 30 days, even though the mace had died 5 days earlier. Gemara challenges this now and says, now by the way, in terms of the halacha of no avelus shiva on Yantif, there's a machlokas. What about dvar m'shivat tzina? What about tashmish? So you look at Tosos on the bottom, the second to bottom Tosos, de lo nohagin mitzvah shiva beregel. Tosos writes, miu dvar m'shivat tzina nohagin k'dimashav perkamet k'subis. He goes on to bring a proof. But he's paskins that there is Dvar M'Shivat Tzina that is kept during Yontif. Others argue that it is not kept. Our practice is to keep Dvar M'Shivat Tzina, which is Aser, during Yontif. So Gemara challenges this halacha. Is it really true that Shloshim does not count during the period of Chol Hamoed and Yontif? Eisve, Hakover es Meso Shnei Yomim Kod Maregel. Someone buries a mace 2 days before Yontif begins. So then, since it wasn't 3 days, it's only 2 days, so he has to mona chamisha yamim acharegel. He has to complete another 5 days, completing the 7 days total. After the yontif's over, 8 days later, he has to start pick up shiva again, do another 5 days of shiva. Umlachto nas zayde acherim. And even though normally speaking, during the shiva, one cannot do any work, and he can't have messengers do work for him either, or any agents doing work. In this situation, since it's such a long period of not doing work, because all of yontif he can't do work, and he has to do another 5 days after Yontif, he's allowed to, he himself can do work during the 5 days after, but he can't appoint others to do work on his behalf. Vavadov, Vishivchosov, his servants and maidservants who are in his house, Osim Betzina Besoch Beso, they could do things very, very quietly within the house that they're living in their master's house. Vein Rabin Misaskim Imo, that's a reference that the public do not get involved, meaning Rashi says at the bottom here, Ein Rabin Masaskim Imo, Kolomer Ein Tsrichim Lenachmo Acharegel. When Shiva, it's a strange thing, but normally Shiva means that everyone comes to visit them and comfort them. In this situation, when he sits Shiva for 5 days, nobody comes to comfort him anymore. Why? So Rashi continues, it's really Gemara, Shekfar Nachmu Shiva Yamin Beregel, because they were Menachem Av already throughout the Regel. Look what Gemara says now on the top of Chaf Amun Aleph. says Shekfarnis Askubo Berego. The halacha is that even though during Yontif he does not, so let's get this down. Sunday he buries a relative. Tuesday's already Yontif. So Yontif begins on Tuesday. He didn't do a 3-day Shiva. So he still has 5 days more he has to complete afterwards.
But I thought the regular counts if it was before the regular.
Only it has to be at least 3 days or more. 2 days was not enough Shiva, we say. So 2 days was not enough Shiva, you have to complete 5 afterwards. But as Yontif begins and Chol HaMoed begins, we allow the Rabbim to continue to comfort him. It's during, even though it's not really Shiva for him, it is Shiva for him in terms of Nicham Aveilim. So they come visit him during Yontif and say, Hamak Minachem Eschem, or they might say a little bit of a different Nusach, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shabbos Yontif Vihimi Lizok, they say to him. So that continues throughout Yontif, even though he's not keeping Shiva, even though he's wearing regular shoes and he's taking baths during Chol HaMoed. So after Regel, he completes his 5 more days of Shiva, no one's coming to visit anymore because they already completed the 7 days of Nicham Aveilim, but he didn't finish the 7 days of his own personal Avelis. So then the Braisa continues and says, top line, Kol Shadavar, the rule is as follows, Kol Shehu Mishum Avel, anything that's because of Regel, Avel rather, Regel Mafsiko, Regel interrupts it. So not wearing shoes and not bathing, those types of things is because of Avel, Regel interrupts that, then there's no Avelis until afterwards. However, Kol Shehu Mishum Iske Rabim, anything that has to do with the Rabim's responsibilities, such as Nicham Avelim, Ein Regel Mafsiko, Yontif does not interrupt it, and Nicham Avelim continues throughout Yontif and Chol HaMoed. So, that's point one. We're still continuing with the Braisa now. Let's say, however, in contrast to that, Kavru Shlosha Yamim B'Sofa Rega, Shlosha Yamim B'Sofa Rega, let's say the last, one of the last 3 days of Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, he had buried his relative. So, Lach is, he doesn't keep any Shiva yet. He has to be Mona Shiva Acha Regel. He has to complete a full 7 days of Shiva afterwards because he didn't sit anything. It happened during Chol HaMoed. So he can't sit Shiva in Chol HaMoed. So he has a full 7 days afterwards. Now, with respect to the Nicham Avelim, he only requires another Arba Yamim HaRisha, Arba Yom Rishonim Rabbim Misaskimbo. The first 4 days of the Shiva after Yontif, the Rabbim are Misaskimbo. They are doing Nicham Avelim. Shlosh Yom Achron, the last 3 days of Shiva after Yontif, Ein Rabbim Misaskimbo. The Rabbim are not Menachem Avel. Shekfar Nisaskim Beregel, because already on Yontif, when Chol HaMoed, when the Avelis started, even though he couldn't keep Avelis, Nicham Avelim begun during Chol HaMoed, 3 days. So then they only had 4 days to complete afterwards. The Regel Ololo, and the Regel counts towards it. So what does it mean, the Regel Ololo? It counts towards it. It's a sire. So this is a question. This is an Aceve. That's why it's an Aceve. It's a question. Above we said it doesn't count towards it. Here we're saying it is count. Now we're not really sure what it counts towards. It's a little unclear. Ola lo what? My lava. Seifa is not talking about this Seifa. What's a Seifa? Where the Shiva, the complete Shiva is kept afterwards. So what Ola lo must be referring to the Shloshim. That you're starting to keep the count of the 30. So let's get this down. So last 3 days of Yontif, he buries a relative. So Shiva doesn't count until 3 days later. But may those last three count towards this overall 30-day requirement. So he only has 27 days of Shloshim Yontif. It's Ololo, it counts for the Shloshim. So we see it is Ololo, it does count towards Shloshim. Gemara says, Lo HaReisha, it's not going on the Seifa case, it's going on the Reisha case. So what's the Reisha case? Look at Rashi, Lo HaReisha. Lo HaReisha Kamahader. Akivra Shnei Yomim Kodem Regel. When the guy buried his relative 2 days prior to Yontif, Regel Ololo, the Minin Shloshim. That's when it counts towards Shloshim. If the mace happened before the Regel, the Hasan Vade Ololo, there it certainly counts towards Shloshim. Kvar Hishchel Bavela. Since you started the 30-day period before Yontif, there's an overlap. Shiva and Shloshim overlap. You have 7 days of Shiva, and then you only require another 23 days of Shloshim. They overlap. If you've begun Shiva beforehand, which means you also have begun Shloshim, so then even when Yontif comes, Shiva stops, but Shloshim continues throughout the Regel. So you have 2 days of Shloshim beforehand, and then you have another 7-8 days during Chol HaMoed, Yontif. But if the mace happened, the kfur happens on Yontif, where you never have begun Shloshim, Shloshim does not begin, you only start counting Shloshim after the fact. So this answers the question before, that there is no Shloshim on Yontif when the mace happens on Yontif. Gemara now brings another kasha, Eisive. Regel Ololo, Leminin Shloshim. The Regel does count towards Shloshim. Okay, so what's the situation? Kavru b'tchiles haregel, if they buried the mace in the beginning of the regel, mona shiva acha regel, since they didn't count any shiva beforehand, you count shiva after Yontif is all over. umlach tunasas aide acherim. Since it's been so delayed, you could have other people do work on the avel's behalf. Vavada v'shivchasav and osam betinel b'soch beisha, like we said before, and his personal assistants are able to do work in the house quietly. V'ein rabim misaskimbo, and the public does not have to come b'menachem avel for the shiva after yontiv. Why? Shekfar nisaskimbo b'regel. They already were involved throughout regel. They're doing nichem avelim. Regel ololo, and the regel counts towards it. Now this is a situation where the mace happened on regel, and we still say it was ololo, it counted towards the shloshim. Tiyufta, this is tiyufta to what Abaye has said above. So what's the halacha? Ki asa rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu kivra beregel, even if it's buried in regel, it's ololo. V'chein orilei Rabbi Elazar, that's where Rabbi Elazar had gave the psak to Rabbi Padas, Bray his son, he told, afilu kivra beregel, even if it was buried in regel, shloshim is counted on regel, and that's how we paskin. Now there's an interesting Tosos on top. Tosos writes, Shekfar Nisaska Bab Regel, that since the Rabbim already were involved in certain elements of Avelis, they're exempt from doing anything after Yantif. So Tosos explains, such as what? Tanchumim, like we said, Nichum Avelim, Ubirchas Ubracha Beshura, after the mace, after the Kfura, they would create these lines like we do at the cemetery, and they walk through. That was also done on Chol HaMoed. V'harit, the Pirish Arit is a Rav Yomtif. The Pirish Le'inyan Havra. What's Havra? The Sudas Havra. When the Avel comes back home, the first meal, he has to get food from outside the house, can't come from within his house. Cholek al Machzir Mivitri. Shapirish B'shem Rashi Shaya Omer She'ein Osin Havra B'regel. Do you do Sudas Havra on regular or not? Someone has a relative who dies, they come back from the cemetery, are you allowed to eat from your own house, or does it have to come through the Torah? That's a machlokas. And Tosafot goes on to explain what it's based on. But what's the lamdas, whether or not there's Sudas Havra or not? So what's the reason for Sudas Havra? Is Sudas Havra a din in Avelis? That it's showing that the person is so helpless, he can't do anything, that we have to give him food? It's part of the Avelis' feeling of he can't do anything, he's so down? Or it's a din of chesed. That's how they explain the farshim. It's a special chesed that the neighbors do. So if it's a din of avelis, that he's supposed to feel helpless, so we shouldn't do avelis in Chol HaMoed. Even in Chol HaMoed, there shouldn't be Sudas Havra. If Sudas Havra is a din of chesed, that the neighbors do in chesed, then certainly there should be chesed even in Chol HaMoed. So that's how Soloveitchik explains the machlokas, whether Sudas Havra applies in Chol HaMoed or not. This very machlokas is based on that idea. Mark explains now, Tanur Rabbanan quotes a braisa that says as follows. Kaim kfiyas amita shlosha yamim called the maregel. So we already saw kfiyas amita is they used to have these types of beds that you could flip over upside down and you could sleep on either side. Now the other side wasn't as comfortable, it was a little bit lower. So imagine like a regular bed and then you had like posts sticking up above the flat, you know, bed, so you could flip it upside down, it'll just be lower down to the ground. That's called kfiyas amita. That was a requirement we don't have anymore.
But today we sleep on mattresses, which is symbolized there.
Sleep on mattresses. I mean as an avel?
Yeah.
I don't think that's generally practiced. That people put the mattress on the floor, not on the bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
You sit low, yeah. But in terms of sleeping, that's not something that we require anymore. Tosos somewhere in the Masechta gives a few explanations why not, why we don't turn over the bed. Either our beds are made like that, or perhaps it's a concern that it might be some type of kishuv, looks like some type of witchcraft by doing flipping over the beds. Now what we do instead is they say by us covering the mirrors up is somehow a kiyum in flipping over the bed.
Oh, so today you can sleep on a regular bed?
I believe so.
I have not heard otherwise.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's a minhag.
Yeah, it could based
without,
on...
Without any basis.
Right. Again, no, it's probably based on the Tosis brings down Tainus by Tisha B'Av. It's a custom to sleep on one less pillow or something uncomfortable the night of Tisha B'Av. Because so it may be based on that. People have a personal custom to do that. That's not something that we tell people to do, I don't think. But covering the mirrors up might be an idea of that. The Gemara says the reason why do we see this yet? I don't remember if we saw it. It comes up later. Kfiyas Amita, the reason why it's Asur is because it's supposed to, since Misa is the opposite of Puravu, of course, is the opposite of having children, and death is the opposite of that. So we flip over the bed, which is the Malkum Puravu, we flip it over to represent everything's B'Misa. So it's about the Gemara Yuz Lashon Tzelem Elokim. When we have children, it's we're creating Tzelem Elokim. So they say that covering the mirrors is covering the Tzelem Elokim of the people, of the Avelim. So that might be an idea of replacing the Kfiyas Amita that we have nowadays.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So
the question is, so let's say a person was Mekayim Kfiyas Amita, Shlosha Yamim Kodum Regel. He did keep the turned over his bed 3 days before the Regel came. Eino Tzarech LeKafos Acha Regel. He's ready Yotzi Yitzchiv. He doesn't need 7 days of Kfiyas Hamita. It's enough to have 3 days of Kfiyas Hamita. That's according to the opinion of Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Chacham Omrim Afilu Yom Echad Afilu Sha'achas. No, you don't have to do it for 3 days. If you did it just for a moment, someone buried the relative, they came home, turned over the Misa, the Mita rather, and then Yontif came, you're yotzi to your obligation of Kfiyas Hamita. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hein Divrei Beis Shammai, Hein Divrei Beis Hillel. This machlokus is in fact an earlier machlokus tonight between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who say, Beis Shammai Omrim Shlosh Yamim, you require 3 days, and Beis Hillel Omrim Afil Yom Echad, you only need 1 day, perhaps even Afil Shachas, even 1 moment would suffice. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vabmilei others say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Rav Huna, Afil Yom Echad, Afil Shachas, it's enough to have just 1 day, it's enough to have just 1 moment of turning over your bed. Rav Amar Halacha Kitana Didan, we pass like our Mish Brisa, our Brisa said, Damar Shlosha. However, Ravina Ikle Lesur de Pras, he once visited this place, Amle Rav Chaviva Le Ravina, he said to Ravina, Hilchasamai, what's Halacha? Ravina, tell us, how do we paskin? And he said, Amrle Afil Yom Echad, Afil Shachas, since Beis Hillel said it, we paskin, all you require is just 1 day and 1 moment, and your Yotzik Kfiyas Hamita. Yasu Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. The three Rabbanim were once sitting. Akila the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Alazar. They went to visit him. Milsa bin Benayu. And they were discussing among themselves. Something came out between them. Someone asked, Minayin li Avelis Shiva, what's the source that Avelis lasts for seven days? And the Chassid Pasuk says, Hafachta Chagechen L'Avel, and your Yontif should flip over, should turn into a period of mourning. Machag Shiva af Avelis Shiva, just like Chag, Pesach Alis is 7 days long, so to Avelis is supposed to be 7 days long. Vei Matzeres, why do you choose Pesach? Maybe you should choose Atzeres, it should only be 1 day, like Shavuos. The Chad Yomahu. Gemara says, no, Hahumi Boilei Lichadei Shlokish. The connection of Avelis to 1 day of Shavuos is for another reason of Reish Lakish. Dama Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nisai. Minayin Lishmur Rechok, Hashayin Nahages El Yom Echad. How do you know? A person hears a Shmur Rechok. What does Shmur Rechok? A person hears that a relative of his had died 30 days after he actually died. That's called a Shmur Rechok, a distant news. I know you only keep 1 day. You should turn your yantif into a period of mourning. So we see that Tzeres is only 1 day long. So Shmur Chokah is 1 day long. But when it comes to a regular Shiva period, that is based on Sukkis, which and Pesach, which is just 7 days long. Mark quotes a Bryce now. Tanur Rabbanan Shmur Krova V'Nehages Shiva Ushloshim. If a person hears a news within 30 days of the death, he has to keep a normal 7 days in Shloshim. However, Shmur Chok, if he hears it after 30 days, it's already old news almost. Einu Noheges El Yom Echad, he only requires to keep 1 day of Avelis. That's the halacha. So Ezi Hu Yokro, Ezi Krova, Ezi Rechok. How do you define a Krova, a new news? How do you define old news? So the Gemara says, Besoch Shloshim, as I said before, if you heard within 3 days of the death, that's called Krova. Rechoka is Lacha Shloshim, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. If it's after 30 days, that's already considered Rechoka. You only need to keep 1 day of Avelis. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim Omrim, Achas Shmua Krova, Achas Shmua Rechoka. Whether it's new news or old news, Halacha is Noheges Shiva Shloshim. You always keep 7:30. You could hear 3 years later, according to Chachamim, hear about a relative who died, you still keep the normal 7:30. What's the Halacha? Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Komakom Shetamotzi Yachid Mekil. Rabbim Machmirim, anytime you find that Yachid is Mekil, and the Rabbim is Machmir, Halachik Rabbim, you follow like the Machmirim, you follow like the Rabbim. Now, Chutz Mizu, except for this, this is the exception, Shafa Pisha Rabbi Akiva Mekil, Rabbi Akiva, who's the Yachid, is lenient. And Chamim or Machmirim, you would normally, although you would think you should follow the Rabbim and be Machmir, in this situation, Halachik Rabbi Akiva, we pass in Lakula, the Das Yachid, Damar Shmuel Halachik Kedivra Mekil Ba'avel. This is a very important cloud that when it comes to Divrei Avelis, we always follow the leading opinion. Interesting note. Yeah. This is part of the Masorah we have.
Meaning that was written 300 when? How many years
ago? Probably towards the end when they, Ravina Ravashi, when they concluded putting together the Gemara, so they probably put in this clause. It was like, I think the beginning of the fifth, more than that. In the 6th century, I think it was. Early 500s, I think.
Oh, so 1400 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, it's interesting to note, there's one other area of halacha that I'm familiar with where we pass in like Kedivere Mekel, that's the klal. Avelis is one, and then we always pass in like Kedivere Mekel. Hilchos Eruvin is another place we always pass in like Kedivere Mekel. Choose for any Erev to be, for most Erevim, as Ma'an said, even back then, for an Erev to really be good in Erev, you have to rely on many, 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 many kulas for it to work. And that's based on the klal that we have, that when it comes to Hilchos Erevin as well, Kedivere Hameko. Okay, so now the Gemara gives the impression here that it's only true when the Rabbim are Machmir and the Yochid is Mekel, we follow the Mekel opinion. But let's say the Rabbim are Mekel and the Yochid is Machmir, so maybe with the klal applies. So Tosfos says, don't think that way. We always follow the Mekel. Even when the Rabbim are Mekel, we also follow the Mekel. It seems obvious, but just look at Tosfos points that out. Tosfos says, Kol Makom Shata Motzi Yochid Mekel Rabbim Machmir, Hu Adin Yochid Machmir Rabbim Mekel. Also, if it's Yochid or Machmir, Halacha Ki Rabbim, Mishum Dehach Ayri Bi Yochid Mekel, Nakid Hachid, because we're talking about a situation where it happens to be where the Yochid is Mekel, that's why we chose the klal to put it in that way.
Another rule that if you came to conclusion that to be Mekel, meaning, you know, to be machmir is easier, just to say no.
Yeah, koch tera adif. Very easy to be machmir. But when a person's mekel, it's koch tera. It's adif. Better to be mekel. Because a person who wants to fight hard, you know, it's, you're going against the grain. You're going against everybody else. To say mekel, he must really look into the sugi well, knows it well. I don't know if it applies anymore, unfortunately, koch tera adif, because everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people are just mekel just like that. Have to be, it just has to be someone who was of high stature, of course, who was able to.
Where is that from the barata?
Come to a few places. One Gemara that comes to mind is the Gemara in Beya. Daf Beis and Beis talks about a few places in Chess. Okay, the Gemara now, towards the bottom of Chaf Amin Aleph, says, Rev Chanina Asile Shmua de Avua mi Bechoza. So, Rev Chanina got wind, he got news that his father had passed away. Mi Bechoza. Mi Bechoza is just a place, or is it referring to a place? Okay.
Baba,
okay. Asile Kamid Rev Chista. So he went to Rev Chista and he asked him, now what's the halacha? Do you keep 7, 3, or 30 like chachamim, or do you pass like Rabbi Kiva that you just keep one? Amalei shmur choka, you know, neheges al yom echad. Rav Chista paskin, we only keep one day for shmur choka. So Rabbi Chinina kept one day of shiva and shloshim. Rav Nosson Barami Amar Asile shmur deima mibechaza. He heard that his mother died from the very same place. It's just so coincidental that they both came from mibechazai. Asile kamei the Rabba. He went and asked the Rabbi, what's the halacha? Amar lei, harei amru shmur choka, inu neheges al yom echad. Bavad, we paskin, all you need to do is keep one day. Gemara challenges this and says, Esivei, b'medvim amurim, when is it true that you keep just one day of shmur choka? That's b'chamishei meisei mitzvah, when it comes to the five relatives, aval, al, aviv, al, imo, one's mother, one's father, you require shiva v'shloshim, you have to keep 7 and 30. And this was talking about a mother and father, the cases above. So this seems to be a question, the psak of Rav Chista and Rava. Amalei Yechidahi, that's the opinion who says father and mother require full 7 and 30, that's a das yachid. V'lo sfir like kavasa, we don't paskin like them. The time the Brisa tells us. The Maisa Umesa Aviv Shah Rabbi Tzadok Beginnes, bin Ginzak, the father Rabbi Tzadok died, but Diyu Lach Shalashonim, they only told him after 3 years. Ubavashal es Elisha ben Avuya, he asked Elisha ben Avuya what the halacha was, who's the Ken Shimo, and the other elders who were with Elisha ben Avuya. Bamu Nog Shiva Vashloshim, he says we keep 7 and 30. And when the son of Rabbi Achia died, he kept 7 and 30. So you see from this story here that we paskin that you require 7 and 30, not one day when it comes to a father and a mother. So Gemara says, wait a sec, Ain, is that really true? Do we really keep 7 and 30 when it comes to mother and father? I've got another story which says we only keep one day for a father and a mother. So we haven't gotten to an answer yet. What's the story? This is a little confusing, some of the family tree here. So pay attention, this is going to get us a little bit ready for Yevamos. We're 6 weeks away from Yevamos.
What is the next one,
Sechta? Next one's Chagiga. That's the conclusion of Seder Moed, and then we do Yevamos. Yevamos is very challenging in terms of keeping a track of who's mother, sister, brother, father. So look at this. Rav Bar Achua de Rabbi Chia. Rav was the son of the brother Rabbi Chia.
We need the flow charts.
Yeah, we'll get a whiteboard. You get a whiteboard and we'll draw it.
Yeah.
Okay? The ha, so pay attention.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We
might need one for Yevamos. I'm sure they're all charts. Okay.
Put it here, like,
and we'll put advertisements.
Pull down.
Electric switch.
Yeah, the laser baby.
And we'll do a, we'll have an advertisement of what's it called? Your company.
Yeah, that's
right. Sponsored by whatever the name of it is.
Water Scrooge.
Water Scrooge, there you go. I knew you knew the name of it. So there was once a story, Bahar Rav Barachua de Rabbi Chia. Their Rav was the son of the brother Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia was his uncle. Rabbi Chia's brother was the father of Rav. And also the Hubarach said the Rabbi Chia. Rav was also the son of the sister Rabbi Chia. So wait a second, Rabbi Chia, imagine the white board. Rabbi Chia is here. He's a brother and a sister. They're half brothers. The brother and sister are not related to each other, but they're half brothers, Rabbi Chia. Brother and sister get married, and they have Rav. So Rav now has Rabbi Chia is his uncle from both his father's side and his mother's side. Okay. So Rav had a uncle from both sides, the same uncle. Now, Kisalak Lahasim, when Rav went to Eretz Yisrael, and he saw Rabbi Chia. Now, the way that the Gemara is read is Machlokas had to read it. I'm going to read one way. I'm not sure how the article does it, but it's a little bit confusing. So Rabbi Chia says, Abba Chaim, is your father still alive? Meaning, is my brother still alive? He asked. So Rav says, Amar Lei, Ema Kayemes, why don't you ask me if my mother's still alive? Because she's your sister. Amar Lei, Ema Kayemes. So he says, is your mother alive? My sister? Amar Lei, Abba Chaim, my father's alive. So he inferred from that that it must be that his mother was not alive. His sister died. So Amar Lei Lishmaya, so Rabbi Chia now, who has to sit Shiva for his sister, so Rabbi Chia says to his Shmaya, his little his aide, Chalutzli Minali, remove my shoes, because that's a velus, he had to take off his leather shoes. V'holich Achrei Kli LeBeis Merchat, then suddenly he started going to the bathhouse, which is usher to be as an avel.
It says both of them died.
Again, Machlok is exactly what happened. It depends, Rashi, Tosos. Like somebody died, either brother, sister, maybe both of them. So he tells his aide to take off his shoe. Then he tells him, let's go to the bathhouse. So what do you mean? On one hand, he's keeping a velus to take off his leather shoe, but then he's going to take a bath, which is usher as an avil. So the Gemara explains that Shema Minah / Shema Minah. We learned three Shema Minahs here. Shema Minah, avil asur b'nilas sasanda. Number one is avil can't wear a leather shoe. Shema Minah, shmur v'choka enu neges el yom echad. And number two is that it's a shmur v'choka, and then you only have to keep one day. Why? Because right after taking off his leather shoe, he went to take a bath. He kept Shiva for one day, and then he went to do.
He said that he kept it right, it says right away, let's go to the
bathhouse. That's the next one. The next lach will be right away. But like, well, all you need is one, you don't need 7 and 30, you just need one day. Now, how do you define one day? The third Shema Minah is Shema Minah, Mikses Hayom Kekulo, that you only need to keep part of the day. You keep just a moment, take off my shoe, boom, yote, now let's go take a bath. So those are the three things we learn from this story. This story also appears in the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Sanhedrin as well. So we see from all of this, though, that when one story above told us that for a mother and father, Shmur Choka, you have to keep 7 and 30. This story tells us you only have to keep one day for a mother and father.
For sister. Brother.
Oh, this is brother. You're right. Actually, this is brother. Good question. You're right.
Yeah, before it was the sun died.
Oh, we even saw by the sun died. Okay, the question must be in the sun.
Was sitting for the sun.
Okay. So we see the Gemara has started before, I guess, even by a non-parent, still keeping 7 and 30 for Shmur Choka. Here's a story that we don't keep 7 and 30 for a non-parent, for a brother and sister. So what's the machlokes? What's how we deal with these two different stories? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chia l'chud, Rabbi Achi l'chud. So initially the question was really, they seemed to be steered by Rabbi Chia's opinion, his personal opinion. The Gemara says, you got confused, you thought the same person was, two people were the same person. There's Rabbi Chia without the Aleph in the beginning, and Rabbi Achi with an Aleph in the beginning. Two different stories, they held differently. How do we paskin? We always paskin l'chul, as we said. The halacha is a shmur v'choka, we keep just one day, and one day, that's it. Where it says, okay, so Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin, Shama Shmur Chok Krova, Biregel. Person hears a relative of his dies within 30 days on Regel. However, he doesn't hear news on Regel, you don't keep Shiva, you keep Shiva afterwards. Motzai HaRegel, you wait, and he becomes, right, the goes past 30, now says Rechoka. Ololo, Veda Noag El Yom Echad. So, he only needs to keep one day. Since the Shiva will only be practiced after the Regel, when he'll turn into Shmur Choka, So he does not need to keep a full Shiva, only one day. Tani Rabbi Chia demin kasari kami de Yochanan. Rabbi Chia said, Rabbi Adar said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Shama Shmur Krova b'Shabbos. Let's say on Shabbos he hears the Shmur. Will Motzei Shabbos, but if he waits till Motzei Shabbos, it's turned into Nasis Rechoka. This too also Eino Noeg El Yom Echad. You only keep one day. So it all comes down to when the person starts practicing the Shiva. Not when he hears it, but when he starts implementing the lachas of Shiva. That's how we define if it's a Shmur Rechoka or Shmur Krova. So what about Korea? Oh, Eino Korea. There's one Ter Kriya if it's a Shmur Rechoka. We said there's only one day of Shiva. So, but it's talking, I think, on Shmur Rechoka. When you hear and you only keep one day of Avelis, do Ter Kriya on the day that you hear. So Rabbi Mani, Omer, any Korea, you do not Ter Kriya. And Rabbi Chanina, Amar, Korea, you do Ter Kriya. Machlokes, Amar, Le, Rabbi Mani, Rabbi Chanina. Bish, Maladidi, makes sense according to my opinion, says Rabbi Mani. Da Mina, in a Korea, I say there's no Kriya. Hainu, Dilo, Ika, Avelis, Shiva. There's no Shiva. You only Ter Kriya, he thinks, at least now, you only Ter Kriya when there's a full Shiva. When there's not a full Shiva, you don't Ter Kriya. El didach damris korea kriya below shiva miika, but we never have such a situation where there's kriya without shiva. How could you say tear kriya on yantif on chol moed, and afterwards you're not going to sorry shmur choka? How could you say tear kriya if there's not a full shiva? We only find kriya in the context of a full shiva. Versus v'lo, what do you mean? We find many places where there is kriya without shiva. V'hatan, the Brisa tells us. Isi ben Avua de Rabbi Zera, Vamile Achua de Rabbi Zera, either the father or the brother of Rabbi Zera, Kami de Rabbi Zera, said in front of Rabbi Zera himself, Mish ain lo chalak lekroa, someone who does not have a garment to tear, Vinizdami lo besoch Shiva, Korea, and he gets a garment to tear during Shiva, he's still sitting Shiva. Let's say he's borrowing clothing, so you can't tear someone else's clothing when a person's sitting Shiva. So during Shiva, he doesn't have any clothing. But somehow during 4 or 5 days, someone gives him a matana. This is yours. So now he owns it. So he has to tear Kriya whenever he gets this chalak during Shiva. But let's say he only gets a shirt la'acha Shiva. Halacha is in the Kriya. He doesn't tear Kriya. So, wait, what's the question here? I thought we were trying to prove that there is Kriya even though there's no Shiva. No, but what's the question? He says we never. So the reason why I think there should be no Kriya is because. Right. We're trying to bring proof now. The one who says that there's no Kriya says because we never have Kriya when there is no Shiva. So if Shmur Choka is only one day, why should there be Kriya? So he said, what do you mean? We see a case, the following case, the case we just read, there is Kriya even without Shiva. So I guess the point is, if a person gets his shirt later on during Shiva, he still tears Kriya, even though there's only 3 days left. Even though there might be one day left of Shiva, he still tears Kriya. So we see there is Kriya, without a full day of Shiva. So the response is, under Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir said back, Basrei, b'madvam amurim b'chamisha meisi mitzvah. This is only true of one of the five other relatives, aval, al aviv el imo, kriya v'holech, when it comes to mother, father, one always tears Kriya, even after Shiva's over. Whenever a person gets a shirt, he owns a shirt, he's supposed to tear Kriya, even though it might be months, years later. So we see that there is such a concept of Kriya outside the context of Shiva. Gemara says, no, don't bring a riot from there that you tear Kriya but without Shiva. Kitanya hi l'chavad aviv imo. That wasn't because of Mikra Din, the halacha, that you have to tear Kriya. That's just an added thing of an extra kavod, an extra honor one shows for the parent. But the real halacha, there's no need to tear Kriya when there's no Shiva. End up being machlokas, we paskin that there is no Kriya on the day of Shmur Rechoka. Okay, the Gemara now halfway down said, quote to Bryce, Tanur Rabbanon, Kol HaOmer b'Parshas Kohanim, referring to Parsha Emor, that Shekoin Metame Lehen, that normally the halacha is that Kohen may not become Metame Tumas Meis, but if it comes to seven closest relatives, which are mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, and spouse. So then he has to be metame. There's a requirement. There's a mitzvah to him to become tame. So anyone that a kohen is metame lehen, the same thing in avil misabel lehen. In avil, a non-kohen is misabel mourned over these seven relatives.
And kohen is not metame.
He is also. In addition to becoming metame, he's also misabel. Elohim, the following I just mentioned, the Brisa lists them: Ishto, wife, Avivimo, parent, Achav v'Achoso, a sibling, a Benovito, a child. Hosif v'alein Achav v'Achoso, habesula, Miimo, v'Achoso, Nesua, Beni, Aviv, Beinos. They came and added on that a... who's Hosifa? What's his Alv do here? They added on a Hosifa Leon. They added beyond the seven a brother Vachosu Absula or an unmarried sister Meimo. That's only from his mother, even though it's only a half brother or sister.
From the father.
All these the situations are all father. The ones above are talking of sibling from the father's side. This case are from the mother's side. This is what they added on. Even a half mother from the mother's side, one would also have to be misabel aleim. The achosa, I believe so, right?
I think it's...
The achosa, the Gemara adds further, achosa nesua me'aviv ben imo, and a married sister min haTorah only has to be an unmarried sister from the father. This adds an even a married sister, whether she's from your mother's side or from your father's side only, one would also have to miss Abel Aleim. And then the Gemara says, further, Ukshem Shemis Abel Aleim, Kach Miss Abel Al Shnim Shelahem Divi Rabbi Kiva. Just like one would have to be Miss Abel on they themselves, also the second generation. So let's say a person has to be Miss Abel on their brother or sister, they'd also have to miss Abel on the children of their brother or sister, in other words, their nephews and nieces as well. We don't pass in this way.
On his brother, sister.
No, on his brother's children, he would have to miss Avalon, which would be Shnim. Those are second generations. So, in other words, his nephews, nieces or nephews, he would have to miss Avalon, according to Rabbi Akiva.
That's what it says Rabbi Akiva. Yeah.
Right. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Eina Misabel Elo al ben beno, al avavimo. No, it's only referring to directly a grandfather or a grandson, not a nephew or niece. Only directly... The reason for that is, right, because at least in those cases, we at least find in halacha, there's a concept of grandfather-grandson relationships, like the other day.
Today.
No, today we don't have this halacha. But at least but this, the reason why one would limit it, if one wants to take it to second generations, one would want to limit it to a grandfather and grandson only, is because we find halachas related to grandfather-grandson relationships. So there's a halacha that the grandfather teaches a grandson Torah. V'datam levnecha levnecha. You teach a grandson Torah. Is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There's a concept of shon kibud zikeno, shon kavod to a grandfather. It's brought down in the Ramav, talks about this. It's based on Rashi al Torah, and the Gemara's talk about there's a din of kibud of honoring one's grandfather. So there are halachas related to grandfather, grandson. We don't find halachas of a nephew to a niece, so that's why the second opinion here thinks there's no shaykhas, you shouldn't be Ms. Abel on a niece or a nephew, but there's at least the hab, we don't pass in this way, but to be Ms. Abel on a grandfather or a grandson. There's one halacha actually by a grandfather. We say that that the first days until Shabbos, until the Shabbos comes, whether it's the beginning of the week or the end of the week, if the Avelis happens, that the grandson should not shave or take a bath during the first few days until Shabbos comes. That's brought down halacha. That's really midin kavod of one's own father who's sitting Avelis, not because of the requirement to for the grandfather directly. So anyways, this is Machlokas in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now the opinion of the Chachamim Omrim, the third opinion of the Gemara is, Kol Shemis Abel Alav Mis Abel Imo. So a little bit confusing language here. This is actually brought down the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, but we still don't pass in this way, the Halacha. Anyone who wants Misabel on them, you're Misabel with them. Meaning, the father, father's son loses his son, meaning the grandson dies. So since the father of the grandson, the is now sitting as, let's say, grandfather, father, son.
So
son dies. So the father now sitting avelis for the son. So the grandfather is going to be Miss Abel with his own son now, who's sitting avel for the grandson who passed away now. That's what the Chachamim is saying.
And let's say it's a grandfather.
Same thing.
So the Nin, in Hebrew it's a Nin.
Yeah.
So if the Nin died, so his father is with Abel, and the grandfather is with Abel, and the great-grandfather with Abel too.
Well, that would be too far removed, I think. No, because the grandfather's only being with Abel because he's part of with the father. He doesn't have to be with Abel on his own right.
The father is a grandfather, and he's with Abel.
No, but he's not. The grandfather's not being misaba on the grandson. He's just being misaba with his own son. That's not called real avelos, though. So Gemara says Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. That's the same thing as the Tanakama says, that you're supposed to be misabel on a grandson or grandfather. Gemara says the question is followed with him in the bias. Meaning the first opinion of the Gemara thought that the grandfather has a real din of avelos. He has to directly misabel on his grandson who passed away. It's not through the father. It's just directly with the grandson, that relationship. The Chachamim say, no, he's only misabel out of kavod for his own son. Not because the grandfather has to be misabel on the grandson, it's because he has to just show kavod to his own son who's sitting shiva for the grandson. That's what's the nafka mina. But if the grandfather leaves the house, not in front of the his own son anymore, he doesn't have to keep any of the avelus according to the opinion of the Chachamim. Kihal damar le Rav Lechia Brei, Rav once said to his son Chia, V'chein amar le Rav Huna le Rabba Brei, Rav Huna also said to his own son Rabba, Ba'ape nog, apparently they lost a grandson, I guess. Ba'pa nog avilusa. When I'm in front of you, I'm going to be nog avilus. But balapa, when I'm not in front of you, lo nog to avilusa, I'm not going to practice any avilus. Okay. Interesting, Tosas. Tosas writes, ba'pe nog avilus. Perish betosfos, Tosas explained, becholdini avilus. Neither sasandal, no wearing leather shoes, rechita, bathing, rechsicha, putting oil on, chulan, kozman, shu, bifana. All these halachas that the grandfather has to keep is only while it's with the in front of the avil. Repair kam the ksubis, kamer imo bebais, with him bebais. The Tosus has the following shailana. Shema ba'puk dafka, or shema bechol habais. Does it mean literally in front of him or anywhere in the house? Let's say the grandfather's up into his own room, but not in front of the avil. Does he have to still keep it, or is he allowed to take a bath? He's allowed to go to the shower and take it not in front of him when he's not looking. He's not sure. But we see from the Tosas, however, we see in a few halachas, there's a concept of a base avil. The avil, the entire house might have the din of avelus to it. Not necessarily in front of the gav or the person, but the entire house. So for example, one has to cover all the mirrors in the house. One has to turn over all the beds in the house, even though when they had Kfiyas Amita, not only the bed that the avil sits on, all the beds of the house have to be turned over. There's a discussion, is one allowed to learn? An avel can't learn. But could one learn in the house of an avel? It might be din of the bias. So is there avelus, does it chal on the entire bias, or is it chal on the person? That seems to be the suffix Tosos has right here. Mar now goes on to say the following story. Mar ukva shachav lei bar chamua. So Mar ukva had the son of his father-in-law passed away. In other words, his brother-in-law. His wife's brother died. So now his father-in-law is sitting avelus. So Savar Lameisiv Allah, Shiva Ushloshim. So he wanted to, out of respect for his father-in-law, wanted to sit a full 7:30. Al Rav Huna, Rav Huna Lagave went to visit him, Ashkhe, and found that Mar Ukva is sitting Shiva. Amalei, so Rav Huna says to him, so Naisa Ba'is Lameichel. What's so Naisa mean? So Rashi says, Sudas de Avil. You want to eat a Sudas de Avil, and what are you trying to bring upon yourself? You shouldn't be sitting Avelus. See, by eating Avelus, it's going to be a Simon Ra, and you're going to cause Avelus to yourself. The halach is, the only time you show honor to one's own wife when it comes to one's father-in-law, one's mother-in-law. But to a brother-in-law, that's not such a halacha. So since it's only a brother-in-law who passed away, there's no need to show any signs of Avelus. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us that Misha meis chamav ochamoso, somebody whose father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away, ein rashai lakuf es isha lios kocheles lios bokeses. One cannot force his wife, who's now in avil, because her mother or father passed away, you can't force her to do kocheles. Kocheles is to put some type of eyeshadow around the eye, and bokeses is, well, that's like parting the hair, I think, some type of dressing up. Blush on the cheeks, okay. So that can't be done. You can't force her to adorn herself, to put makeup on. Ella kofa mitaso, you're supposed to rather flip over your bed. Vinoig ima avelus, and you're supposed to practice along with her, shon kavod avelus. V'chein hi shemesa chamel chamosa. So to her, if she loses her mother-in-law or her father-in-law, she also ain't a rashai lehayos kochas lios pokeses. She cannot dress herself up out of respect for her husband. Ella kofa mitaso, she's supposed to flip over the bed just like her husband. Vinoheges ima avelus, and she's supposed to practice avelus along with her spouse. So it's only by a father-in-law or mother-in-law. V'tani idach, yet there's another brisa that teaches us, Even though the halacha is one is not allowed to force his wife to dress up and put a makeup on, bemes amru, we did in the halacha, when I say the word bemes amru, in the brayse it means the halacha is this, the follows, that mozeges lo esakos, even though she can't do any halachas of dressing up, she can still pour him some wine, a cup, umatzaos lo mita, and can spread the bed and prepare the bed for him, and wash his hands, face, hands, and feet. So we see you're allowed to keep certain certain things are permitted to be done. So kasha hadade. So this seems to be a kasha. What's the kasha? Rashi tells the kasha is kasha hadade dehacha katani matzas lo mitasa. This second brisa taught us that she can make the bed. However, hacha katani kofa mitasa. But the other brisa taught us that you have to flip over the bed. I don't know how the beds were. I just assumed, I guess I'm wrong, that you flip over the bed, but you still put the mattress on the opposite side of the bed. Because you used to have like these ropes. We'll see. We saw it already, actually, earlier in Hilchos Chalamoa, you saw already. That they had these ropes, which held the mattress and pillows on top. I understood that if you flip it over, it's going to be lowered down to the ground, but this ropes are still going to be functional, where you could still put the pillows and stuff on top. The Gemara thinks so. No, if you flipped it over, I guess you wouldn't sleep with a made bed. You just sleep directly on the ropes or something. So before we said, should she allow to make the bed when they're keeping the Savelos? But then we also say you're supposed to flip over the bed, so you don't make the bed. So the Gemara says, Elo Shmamina, we learn from here, Kan Bechama Vechamoso, Kan Meshar Krovim Shmamina. There's a difference. When it comes to her mother or her father or mother-in-law or father-in-law pass away, then you actually have to keep the Avelis with your spouse, you flip over the bed and don't sleep on it. The other situation is where she's an Avelis for a brother of hers or a sister of hers, where she's keeping Avelis, but you don't have to keep Avelis. In which case, you have a regular bed, not flipped over, and she's allowed to make your bed. That's the situation. When it's a non-parent of hers, then she makes your bed. If it's a parent of hers, then one flips over the bed, and you do not make her bed. Tanya Nami Hochi, the Brice also says this, that lo amru l'chavod isha el l'chama v'chamosu bavad, the only time that you have to show any honor for your wife, for Avelis, is that when it comes to mother-in-law and father-in-law. Now, even though this halacha is brought down, all these halachas of secondary relatives are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Rama Paskins, we don't keep this anymore. We don't show any of this type of kavod for one's mother-in-law, father-in-law, any other in-laws. Let's see, should we continue this? Go to the next line. So, maybe let's stop here because this next piece does go around 20 lines into the next page. So, okay, everyone should have a good day, good week.
Have a great week.